Ladies and gentlemen, Kenneth Williams Cabaret. For the next 27 minutes, starting now, without hesitation, repetition, or deviation, but with interruption from star guests, you'll be in the company of Mr. Kenneth Williams!
Welcome to half an hour of fun, frippery and frolic. It was to have been an hour, actually, but half the show got cut on account of the scriptwriter was off cut. I mean, some of the ideas were ludicrous. You see, come on in the Dorita swing back with a diamante bodice and sing this number. Light the lights, clear the tracks, you've got nothing to do but... Yes, that's what you wanted me to do. Can you imagine? I said, rubbish. No, thank you. It's not me. I'm more your suave butch. Yes, you know. I said, I'm more your suave butch compare with the dulcet tones doing the good evening and welcome bit. Because I do that nicely. Do you notice that? Good evening and welcome. I do it charmingly, don't I? And it comes trippingly off the tongue. You see, there's no strain. Because you can't strain your opening. You can't, no, your greens, yes, but your opening, no. You can't have a strained opening. No good coming on saying, good evening, welcome to the show. I mean, they'd think your mind was elsewhere, wouldn't they? Think you'd strained a ligament or something. And you can't shout at them either like some terrible sergeant major. Good evening, here we are! It ruins the tonsils, wreaks havoc with your larynx. You end up with the bronchial blockage that happened to me. But enough of my troubles. You want to hear about our first guest this evening. And ladies and gentlemen, it is Cantabile.
Listen to the rhythm of the bebop sound. Folks on smokes in the cocktail lounge. Glancing at the dance, I'm hanging around. I'm here with Mr. Jazz. Groovin' is a groovin', it'll make you dance. A reason for reason is a spell of romance. Tonight you might be in with a chance. Just trust in Mr. Jazz.
As you hear that music play, you'll find your senses slip away, and then you'll plan to spend the day
along with Mr. Jazz. You'll be taken and be shaken by surprise. Give it to the rhythm that can hypnotize. Only when the night is through you realize the size of Mr. Jazz. Ooh, baba, dee dee.
He's a North American star. From nightfall till dawn, he will shine your shoe leather.
No cold wool bows in their ivory towers
can long resist such heavy weather. Ba da da, ba ba da, ba do 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 ba do 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 ba. Uses all the juice into one glass. Crooning and swooning at the buddy's brass. He's gone on Mr. Jazz. Do 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 do. That's Mr. Jazz.
Thank Thank you, Cantabile. I'm still having trouble with this scriptwriter. He's round the back moaning in the dressing room, ranting on about the BBC not providing refreshments. I said there's crisps and twiglets. They're nice, those twiglets, aren't they? He dismissed them with contempt. A load of rubbish. And then he started on again about the song. Why didn't you finish it? He said, marvellous that. Light the lights, clear the tracks. You've got nothing to do. You don't want to go in, do you? No. No, I said, no, it's not me. Ah, I hear you ask. What is me? Yes. How often have you writhed in torment and uncertainty, asking yourself, who is Kenny? What is Kenny? Who does he think he is? One woman came up to me and said, who do you think you are? I said, madam, there is a destiny that shapes our ends. She didn't shape yours very well, have they? There's a touch of doom in your deportment. I said, well, that was an old war wound. I was out there, wasn't I, with my back to the wall. She said, what wall? I said, Adrian's wall, of course. Yes, I was holding it up. That Adrian had no idea about bricklaying. Oh, yes. He had no idea. He had 5,000 Romans, you know, with muscles rippling and sweating in the noonday heat, and the result, lovely sunburnt arms. But I've got a rotten wall. And I'm a sun worshipper myself. I can't get enough of it. That's why my skin is this lovely olive. Had I the time or the inclination to divest myself, you'd see that I was olive all over. People cry out, that's olive all over. I say, I'm no olive. Of course they know. I mean, one port and lemon and everyone knows her. Shouting the odds, shame the housetops, I avoid her. The last I heard, she'd renounced all worldly goods and asked for 77 other offences taken into consideration. Like myself, I've renounced more worldly goods than you've had hot dinners, I can tell you. None of your social gadfly for me. I am your actual recluse. They can have their park lanes and their limousines. They can have their sequined handbags. They can have mine. So, enough of this rodomontade. It's time for you to hear another kind of drollery in and, incidentally. She is a really dear chum of mine. So I want a very warm welcome for Miss Pat Coombs.
Hello? Hello, Maud? Maud, is that you? It's me. Me, Gert. Yes, yes. Oh, I ain't caught you doing something, have I? Hey, you eating? Oh, new teeth. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it sounds like you was eating. Well, if you're entitled to them, have them, that's what I say. Yes, you paid in. Of course. Well, no, listen, no, you have to persevere with them, yes. Oh, my sister was the same, yeah. She seems to be getting on all right with them now, though. Yes, yes, she wears them all the time now. We call her Jaws. Yeah. Yeah. She has to take them out when she's eating. Yeah. Or talking. Yes. Well, see, they bite her tongue when she talks. Yeah, yeah. No, anyway, no, listen. Oh, we had a marvellous funeral down here last week. Oh, yeah, you would have loved it. Yes. Remember old Mrs. Fairclough at number 13? Yes. Well, she died. 95. Well, she couldn't grumble, I suppose. She'd had a good run. Yes, 95. She had her share of the old age pension before she went. Must have got back a good bit of what she paid in. Yes. Here, listen, I'll see her up the cemetery a few months before she dies. Burying her eldest daughter, Wynne. Yes. I had a little joke with her. I said, here, I said, hardly worth you going home again, is it? Yeah, she laughed. Well, I mean, many a true word. Oh, but she had a good send-off, though. Went off in a big limousine. Yes. Of course, she'd have preferred the horses. Mm. They never started the horses trotting till they was three streets away, did they? Yes. Yeah. Different now, though. They just rush you off now. Yeah. Can't wait to get you down now. Even go through red lights. Here, we got them new buses now. Yes. When you have to pay the driver now when you get on. Oh, yes, not like in the old days when they had conductors. I know, yes, yes. Yeah, you get a free ride in them days. Yes, that's right. Yes, you go upstairs, get down the front, shut your eyes and make out you was asleep. Yeah, no one asked you for your fare. Make yourself comfortable. Start snoring and no one bothered you. Yeah. Here, I got bothered once, though. Want the conductor, though? No. I'm sure it wasn't him, but... Well, see, I couldn't open my eyes in case it was him. Well, I hadn't got the fare, had I, you see? Awkward. He kept his hand there from Aldgate to Oxford Circus. Only took it off then, I suppose, because he had to get off himself. Unless it was the conductor. Yeah. And I had two more stops to go, so I couldn't open my eyes till then. Yes, it was. Yes. Well, whoever he was ever so gentle, yeah. Yes, not like some you meet. No. All grab, aren't they now? Yes. Wish I'd had the fare, though. Seen what he was like. I've often wondered what he was like. Yes, 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 I know. Well, I better get off this phone and let you get to bed then. Of course, I keep forgetting. It's night time in Australia now, isn't it? Yes, and no, listen, I've got to phone out Georgie in Canada before old Carey gets in. He's a mean old sod. He don't like us cleaning ladies using his phone. Cheerio, then. Good on ya.
Very much the Pat Coombs. Our next spot was to have featured Ethel Fosdyke discussing the Shubriness social circle and knitting class. You know the sort of thing, knit one, drop one, purl one. I thought it was a straightforward social circle and knitting class where you all sat round in a circle being social and showing your class. But apparently it's a matrimonial agency as well. I was taken aback. Well, they were still knitting the front. And they said, it's all done by computer. We feed in your data and find you an ideal companion. I said, is this what romance has come to? Put your mate in a machine? Will you make me into a cipher? Will you give me a number? They said, don't worry, mate, we've all got your number. But I expect you're wondering how I got mixed up with Ethel Fosdyke. Anyway, well, I'll tell you, she runs this Shubriness annual fete. She's on the pickle stall. And, she does a marvellous apple turnover. And she asked me to open it. The fate, not the turnover. And I went down there and I was in the middle of my soliloquy and I noticed the sparsity and I said, here, half of them are gone. She said, yes, well, it says in the programme, if wet, go to running buffet. I said, but it's not wet. She said, no, but you are. I thought, oh, well, there's many a true word spoken in Shubriness. I joined the rest of them in this running buffet. We were all running round this buffet. I nearly caught up with it twice. And eventually we came to the actual pièce de résistance. That's French for the one you can't resist. And they couldn't resist my rendering of the love duet from Palias and Millicent. Aha, yes, I hear you ask, yes. How can one man, I hear you ask, do a duet? Well, you see, it's because I am one of your actual bivocals. And it got, no, it did, it got a fantastic reception. And afterwards they said, Kenny, why limit it to Shubriness? Why not take it to Rome, Paris, Berlin, and leave it there. So I did, which was just as well, because it's time for you to meet our next guest. Let's have a warm hand for someone I have adored ever since I first saw her on Playaway. Ladies and gentlemen, Julie Covington.
Easy come and easy go, and play it cool and keep it gay. We were in love the only way the free can be. But do you realize what you meant to me? Tried to lead me on. My eyes were open all the way and really scarcely even shone. But now you've easy come and gone. It feels unreal. I guess there must be something.
Atkin and Clive James, and I'm now going to sing you a song which is quite a bit older than that one, and it's called After You've Gone. Come listen to me, honey, while I say, how come you tell me that you're going away? Don't say that we must part. Don't break my aching heart. You know I've loved you, baby, through the years. I've loved you night. Come on now, baby, can't you see my tears? Listen to what I say. After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel blue. You'll miss the best pal that you've ever had. There'll come a time, don't you forget it. There'll come a time, you know that you'll regret it. Oh, baby, think what you're doing. You know my love for you will drive me through it. After you've gone away.
it's the best pal that you've ever had. There'll come a time that you forget it. There'll come a time, you know, that you'll regret it. Oh, baby, think what you're doing. You know my love for you will drive me to ruin. After you've gone, after you've gone away.
Julie Covington. And now we come to the diary spot. This is where I run over the week's events. Monday, the steam and massage parlor at Plumstead, where the masseur said, "Ew, you've got a nasty mole on your neck." I said, "Yes, they're coming from the river. Knock it off." Tuesday, dinner with Elvira Crystal Ball Clotworthy and her new medium, Chipatti of Clapham. She said he produced an ectoplasm, but it looked more like a blancmange to me. Wednesday, the Andalusian folk dancing at Camden Town. It didn't look very Andalusian either. When I called out, "Hasta la vista," one of them shouted, "Do me a favor." So I low, it didn't sound Spanish at all. And then Thursday, saw Elvira again. She said Chipatti of Clapham had introduced her to Indian roulette. I said, "That's a new one on me. I've heard of Russian roulette. What on earth is Indian roulette?" She said, "You sit with your snake charmer's flute playing it, surrounded by six cobras, and one of them's deaf." Well, I know you're all agog to hear the rest of the week's happenings, but you'll have to wait. You'll have to wait until the next episode. So it's time now for you to welcome back our singing group, ladies and gentlemen, Cantabile.
Most guys today that women prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose. Anything goes.
Times have changed, and we've often rewound the clock since the Puritans got a shock when they landed on Plymouth Rock. If today any shock they should try to stand, instead of landing on Plymouth Rock would land on them. A stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows, anything goes. Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use for letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today women prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose. Anything goes. Anything goes. Anything.
cantabile, and that, I'm afraid, brings us to the end of the show. And, yes, but we've got this lovely closing quatrain from Hartley Stacknich, the well-known knee trembler of Neasden, and it's entitled Consolation. Happy the man who walks alone and keeps to a solitary route, but better the man who drives a car with a couple of birds in the boot.
Kenneth Williams Cabaret starred Kenneth Williams. His guests were Cantabile, Julie Covington, and Pat Coombs. Music from the Burt Rhodes Orchestra. The script was by Kenneth Williams and Johnny Spate, and the show was produced by Jonathan James Moore.